following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios, Incorporated.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Far too often, I will sit here and talk about the radio business, and I've mentioned Radio Memphis on several occasions, but I've never really given you a look at what Radio Memphis actually does. Here we are over a year of this, and I've never included anything that really happened on the air. That is until now. Yeah, I got a pretty cool episode here for you kids today. Here's the thing. Every once in a while during the morning show that I do, I'm on 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time in Memphis at radio-memphis.com. And during the 12 noon hour on the weekdays, we have a bit we call The Nooner. I know, clever, right? And it's usually stuff from the library. It's different. Deeper cuts or something a little bit different. It just, I don't know, and it's sponsored and it's fun and it's great and it's fantastic. All right, but here's the thing. Every once in a while, we'll get an artist that is traveling through here that we will actually bring into the studios and live on the air, we'll do something. And this episode is going to be precisely that. It's kind of cool. I sat down with a great musician, actually a great friend of the radio station, a fellow by the name of Eric Sommer, S-O-M-M-E-R. Eric is tremendous. He's a great guitar player. He does a lot of folk, a lot of blues, a lot of country type of thing in a way. He's very talented. He plays pawn shop guitars, and he plays them through a 75-year-old National amplifier. It is absolutely tremendous, and we spent about 45 minutes with him on the air. Actually, it was about an hour, but once I got all the commercials out of it, it actually comes in about 45 minutes. And that's what I want to put on for you today, for this episode, because it gives you an idea of what actually happens on the show. And not only that, it was a great interview. Eric is a fantastic guy. You can find him online, ericsommer.com, E-R-I-C. S-O-M-M-E-R.com, and he travels all over the world and he plays everywhere, and we got lucky. He was coming through Memphis. We booked him on the show. I recorded the thing, and it was great fun. And you know, you're going to hear some references to a show that he was playing that night here in Memphis at a place called Java Cabana. I have left that in there. Obviously the show has already happened, so you can't go to it. Figure this is a sort of a disclaimer for that kind of thing. But that's really what it boiled down to. Great guy, lots of fun, and it happened. So it's going to sound a little different because we recorded it off the air. So if you've never listened to Radio Memphis, consider this sort of a little, I acted as your DVR for it, if you will. And we've recorded it for you. Here it is in an on-demand fashion. What happened right here at Radio Memphis with Eric Sommer. Copper Possum at Radio Memphis, and I use that rag. Head of that, John Paul Keith with It's Only a Lonely Night. Some Heather Bond in there from Nashville and Secrets and Antenna Shoes getting the set started there with Singer here on this Wednesday. Got a show for you kids tonight over at Java Cabana. You've got our friend in here, Eric Sommer, who's here in the studio. Eric, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Rick. Good to see you, man. Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's warm in here.
It is.
Which is good.
You know, we never really had to turn the heat on since we've been down here. Maybe once or twice.
Oh, but, my God.
You know, because we're down in the bunker, you know.
Right,
so it's
right.
it's climate controlled. I mean, I don't know what the summer's going to hold, but.
Yeah. Summer in Memphis. I've been here in and out of Memphis now for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And the summers here are,
Something special.
It's something special, all right. But it doesn't matter because it's a wonderful place, and I have met so many great people here. And it has two of my favorite rooms in the world, which are, at the, dive bar. Doesn't begin to describe the P&H Cafe.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, that's an institution.
It is an institution. Poor and hungry. And the guys who run that, Matt and Robert are still doing it, you know.
Yeah.
I just have the utmost respect for those guys.
It's, they have a they have an open mic thing on Mondays.
Fantastic.
Down, so, and they're doing a lot of good stuff down there.
Hey everybody, go down and say hi to Matt and Robert and tell them you heard me say good things about them. I love those guys.
Our night guy here, Brother Doug, he's off on Monday nights and he goes down there and plays. Yeah, he takes his guitar down. He's playing blues and you know, just having a fine time.
Oh yeah, and you know it's the other one that's like that. Although the P&H is in a class by itself,
yeah,
it stands alone, is a place I've played many times over the years. It's on Broadway in New York, called the Bowery Street Poetry Club, and every year they do a festival on the anniversary of Allen Ginsberg's death, and anybody can show up and they read the entire poem Howl. Anybody who shows up gets to read a part of it. So, you know, you might only get a word if there are like a lot of people.
Right.
But on that day, every creature from Lower Manhattan oozes up the Broadway, and it is a collection of humanity that you just can't imagine.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
These people live under the streets, live in the boxes. They are just, and one of the real heroes of that is a guy named Bingo Gazingo. And Bingo Gazingo will stand there and he'll pull out pieces of paper from his pockets that he saved over the year, and he'll read a bit and throw it away. He'll grab a newspaper, read a sentence or two, throw it away. And it all makes sense.
Yeah.
And his real name is Taylor Mead, and he is the last surviving guy from Andy Warhol's Electric Factory.
Oh, really?
And he was the one who silkscreened all the Campbell's soup cans and all
yeah,
the Marilyn Monroe's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is before they had ventilation. So
so he's a little off, perhaps.
Yeah. He's pretty much a vegetable. And
wow.
The acetone has so damaged his frontal lobe that, but it doesn't matter. He's a wonderful human being and it shows through. But great to be in Memphis, man.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. Tonight, Java Cabana, you will be playing tonight at 8 o'clock. That's a great room.
Great room. And the woman who runs it, her name is Mary. And, you know, she is a soulful person and doing it for all the right reasons.
Right.
And she has just a great staff. You know, they're people who are committed to perpetuating live music and cultural spots, and she is one of them. So kudos to Mary. She does a great job down there. Be at 8 o'clock, bring all the guitars. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you put on a different show than what most guys have. I mean, you have you brought in like three guitars down here, and these are basically pawn shop guitars, but they're guitars that have real history to them, and they have a real warmth and vibe to them. And you kind of fabricate some of this stuff along the way too. You've altered the guitars, the amps, and everything that you make your noise with.
Yeah. There was a movement a while back, people taking toys and modifying them, and amps and modifying them, and adding a few condensers, adding a few, you know, pods and pushers, and all of a sudden you got, you know, incredible sounds. But these are inexpensive guitars, and they're cheap, but every guitar has a sound. Every guitar has a song in it. It's just waiting to get out from the right. You got to be the right player.
Yeah.
And when people say, and I support, you know, look, if you can buy a $10,000 Martin, hell, go out and do it. Good for you.
Sure.
I can't. And it doesn't make any sense to me. I don't think Robert Johnson walked along and then said, well, I got to write a song, and went into the guitar shop and said, I wonder, should I have a Martin or should I get a Taylor? I don't think he ever made that choice.
No.
He took whatever was available to accompany his voice, and that's what I'm trying to do. So I try to pick up cheap guitars, and you know, these checkerboard guitars, which are on the website, which is ericsummer.com, and Facebook, which is Eric Summer, and Facebook, Eric Summer Music. There's photos of them. You know, these guitars are checkerboard. They're black. The checkerboard was $90.
Yeah.
In Berea, Kentucky, my little black J Junior is a parlor guitar. I think it's $65 online.
That's a beautiful guitar. Have you had to make any adjustments to it as far as your playing style, like, you know, raise or lower the action any? Or?
Yeah, a little bit. But the thing is, I put the Fishman Matrix 2s in there.
Right.
And that changes the sound. I mean, that makes it an incredibly versatile guitar. You can do so many amazing things with it.
Fantastic. Let's hear something. What do we got here? Now, you play pretty much in standard for everything, don't you? Or do you ever monkey around with any open tunings?
I use standard tuning, but... I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Standard tuning, but been doing a lot in open tuning. A lot in open tuning and a lot in open A, open G, concert C, which is A based on 440.
Right.
And then I've created some wacky tunings myself, which is pretty cool.
Well, that's all part of the blues too, and the roots thing.
Hey, you mentioned T. Model Ford.
Yes.
I played with him at the Midtown, and I'll be at the Midtown on May 1st, and Reno's on May 2nd.
Yeah.
But I played with him there. I think at the Whitewater Tavern, and that was he had a tuning that I had never. I couldn't even conceive of putting together.
A lot of these guys they just weren't really familiar with exactly what they were doing anyway, and they just tuned it the way they felt comfortable because they didn't have any musical training or anything like that. They just went by their ear, and then, boom, there it was, and then out come these tremendous songs, and it's like, wow, where does this come from?
Just a little something to, it's just called really free forming on those tunings. And then when I play it live, I put it through a little Fender Twin or Fender Princeton with a lot of modifications. I do a lot of modifications in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
At a little place called Dave's Guitar Shop, which is... the center of the known universe of guitar shops. I mean, Choir Music in Nashville is great, and those guys have helped me out in so many jams. I can't say enough about them. But Dave's Guitars in Wisconsin is pretty amazing.
That's the place to be, yeah.
And Dave upstairs, he's got the ultimate collection of all the custom tuck and roll.
Yeah.
Which he's got rows and rows of these amps. Once Creedence Clearwater stopped using them, he got them all.
Wow.
And they're all there. Because that's all Creedence used was the tuck and roll customs. And they have a guy up there named Tom, who there are two guys, Carl and Tom, and they are, Carl is the guitar guy and Tom is the amp guy, and they can fix, work, solder, wire, strategicalize just about any box you've come up with, so it's pretty
handy. I noticed your picking style, it's not necessarily what I guess what they would call a dead thumb, but you play a lot of I guess along the same lines like Mississippi John Hurt.
Yes.
Is that something that was just a sound that you gravitated toward, or is it something you sought out to learn to play, or it just happened?
That's a great It's wonderful with being in a radio station with somebody who knows their music. Thank you so much.
Well, it's an act, really. I don't know, Shad. Yeah. I've been around it, and since we started a blues show here, it's become an education for me to listen to these styles. And you know, thanks to the web, I mean, you can find videos on YouTube of some of these old cats that are just really laying down these great sounds, and you watch these guys play, and I dabble a little bit on guitar, but I could never figure out stuff like that dead thumb style or that symphonic pick that Hurt did. And,
sure.
You know.
This is really, my mentor was a guy named Steve Howe.
Yeah.
And he was a guitar player for a band called Yes.
Yes.
And they, you know, he was from, you know, Appalachia. You know, that sound is really Scottish because almost all those Appalachian settlers were Scots.
Yeah.
In the early 17th, 18th century, that's where they came from. And Steve Howe is very Scots influence, and his guitar style is really wonderful. All independent fingers. So Steve Howe, and then, you know, Tommy Emmanuel, I like his style a lot. And then Chet Atkins.
Oh, yeah.
The great proponent of that. But the idea is to use all the strings, use all the frets, and what I just did, that little piece, is really, you know, about no fear playing. Go anywhere you want and just make it sound good. And that's pretty much it. And then when you hit that, then you're free.
Yeah.
Then you're just free.
When you get through that door, you know, and then it's like, okay, I can still run the chords with my left hand and still work through those and find those sounds.
Yeah, and it's great for slide, too.
Oh, thank you. I love that. That's awesome.
Radio Memphis is a live internet broadcasting service provided by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and comes to you from the historic Emmons Building in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, here in the studio, Eric Summer. He's got a show tonight to Java Cabana. They're in the Cooper Young area. It's right there next to Goner Records. And it starts at 8 o'clock tonight, and it'll be it's a fine, great little room to sit back and enjoy some good acoustic roots and folk music and blues and country and stories and.
My God, I thought you were going to describe CBGBs.
It kind of is, you know, except it's a cleaner bathroom.
The thing about CBGBs was that when you walked in there, Hilly Crystal was always sitting there at the front door.
Yeah.
And the entire cavern of that little thing that they had carved out there on the Bowery.
Yeah.
There wasn't an unmarked space in the entire place. It all had either graffiti or stickers or posters. There wasn't a free space or wall in there. But that was it. Anybody could do
that. That was part of the charm. When you and I've, you know, we've had your stuff here on the air here for a while, and some of your music seems to have like a real story. You know, you're telling a story. Is that how you write? I mean, is it? I know a lot of songwriters will say, well, this comes from personal experiences, or perhaps even a fictional account of perhaps they've always wanted to tell that particular story. I mean, how do you write? What do you do?
Yeah, isn't the goal to tell a story? Isn't that what it's all about?
In theory.
Yeah. Well,
I've heard songs that not so much, but
you try to sit when you wonder what Inagata DeVita was about, but.
Yeah,
that's the whole point. In 8 years, that absolutely changed the world.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not quantity. It is definitely quality. And writing is the way to do that. The written word is still the most powerful thing out there. It doesn't really matter. It's what's written makes all the difference. And I try to write songs, you know, like you have, I think, on your rotation a song called Red Queen.
Yes.
You know, that's about a teenage suicide. that's a story I read in Las Vegas. But these two teens just jumped off the 14th floor. What is it? They decided. They were very calm about it. They just went up there and did it.
Wow.
And, you know, they found these papers afterwards. And they, you know, they were just at the, it was a foolish thing to do, but they, you know, what choices, they didn't see any alternative. And I was really sad. It's a beautiful world, no matter what happens. At the end of the day, the sun comes up, and you take another breath, and then you're there. And then, you know, Sunny Afghanistan, which I think you have on your playlist.
I do,
as well,
yeah, I do.
Is, you know, it's about war in Afghanistan. Now we're going back there. We haven't learned anything. But it's about making a difference on your own and trying to make change. And you know, I play in when I left today or yesterday to come out here, we got held up a couple of days by storms. But you know, the one song that we were in Chapel Hill, and this is a 1958. Silvertone.
Yes, beautiful too. Way. I love that. I love that guitar.
Hey, what would you call that blue? That was like all the models you made in high school were that blue.
Yeah, it was. It's like a navy, not navy, but a like.
Yeah,
like ocean blue, nice. Not sky blue, no, not royal blue, but it's kind of.
What is
ocean?
That?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Seafoam, perhaps.
Seafoam blue.
Seafoam
nice.
Blue,
and then a cream. So it's
yeah.
But you know, this is a wonderful guitar. But you know, so we were in Chapel Hill, and you know, that's the home of the ultimate folk song writer, Elizabeth Cotton, whose one little song changed everything. You know, she actually had picked Cotton in Corellia, Mississippi, I believe, and then moved to Chapel Hill.
Yeah,
and her brothers were great guitar players and songwriters, and she wanted to be with them, and she wanted to play with them, and they said, sure, you play this guitar, and just to make it difficult, they said, you have to play it upside down and left-handed. They thought, and son of a gun, that's what she did.
Yeah.
And she wrote, I think, one of the most beautiful little songs. It's called Freight Trains. Please don't tell them train I'm on. They won't know what road I've gone. When I'm dead and in my grave, no more happiness will I crave. Place the stones side by side. I can hear number 9 come rolling by. Here it comes. Thank you. that little song tells a remarkable story about this girl and trying to escape, trying to leave what she had that's so powerful. So writing stories is the way to do it. There's a great songwriter, Nashville writer, his name is Guy Clark, and he, you know, it's all about stories, and he is a mentor. I mean, I just love his writing, and it's about stories, and it's about making sense, and it's about people are just, they're looking for direction, they're trying to find something. The world is such a confusing place. It's just, you know, on a day-to-day basis, if you're really looking and if you're really out there and you're really watching what's happening, it's scary what is going on. So what I'm trying to do is write songs that are descriptive, story-oriented, but sort of have some sort of redemptive quality to them, like Red Queen, which is about suicide. You know, once you're off the ledge, don't worry.
It's done from that point.
It's
yeah.
done. Enjoy the ride.
It's all downhill from
it's
here.
It's all downhill from there. And then this is a little song, and I'm just going to play part of it because please come tonight, and please come to Java Cabana tonight, and we'll go through all of these and pull out the Telecaster and really.
Yeah, you've got a car full of guitars in there.
I do.
Yeah. How many do you play within the show? You have what, 7 or 8, don't you?
Yeah, I travel with about 10, I think 10 or 11. But you know, I only do that because, like, these Sears Silvertones. Once you get a new guitar, you know, you have to. It doesn't really work until about 6 months later.
You got to break it in.
You got to break it in. Yeah.
It has to get to know you.
Yeah. Bingo. Bottle of champagne, please. Table 12. Right over there in the corner by the bar. Thank you so much.
How true.
That's it. So, and then you want to have backups. You know, this. You know, I started on acoustic guitar, but then I went to electric and Telecaster, and then I started a band in Boston called the Atomics, and we were fairly big. We were a really big pop, and I was in Europe for 2.5 years with Nick Lowe and Dave Edmonds.
I came back
and I was like, yeah, pop rock, here we go.
Yeah.
Brit pop, knock it out. Creature from the Black Lagoon,
right.
Crawling from the Wreckage.
Skiffle stuff, you know, and that you know, that whole Mersey sound, right?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll.
Right.
and then, of course, you know, Dave Edmonds, What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. What a great song.
Oh, yeah.
And Elvis Costello really made that.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And so we had this band called the Atomics, and we toured with Mission of Burma, Gang of Four, Reckless Eric,
yeah.
Who was just wondering. Brahm Tchaikovsky had a great song called Girl of My Dreams, and I Go the Whole Wide World to Find Her. Just wonderful, wonderful up stuff. You know, I try to avoid the dirge.
Excuse me while I blow my brains out. Precisely. Yeah.
And even though everybody I know is either dead, dying, or not feeling very well, why? What's the point of communicating that message?
Right.
I mean,
everybody knows that. Yeah.
That's right. And it's interesting that, you know, people just seem to be attracted to the quality of misery that you can communicate. But there are some people who I admire tremendously, like Nico Case. Who, and I'm sorry, Nico, if you're hearing this, but it doesn't really matter what she's doing. The sound of her doing it is alone uplifting.
Yes.
And the same with Chrissy Hynde. Her voice is so unique and so enthralling that, and I'm sorry, Chrissy, if you're in Cleveland or you're closing that restaurant or whatever you're doing, sorry about that. I love your songs, but it's listening to you communicate them that makes all the difference. It's how you do it. It's the sound of your voice, the uniqueness of it, and Nico Case in particular. And then you know, trying to write stuff like that, I'm not sure what Nashville is doing. I
don't think Nashville knows what Nashville is doing.
Surely, I thought the greatest thing was when Shania Twain, which her story, her backstory is just incredible.
Oh yeah, oh absolutely.
When she actually came to Nashville, she got hooked up with Mutt Lange.
Of all people,
who in the most drugged out night of debauchery would have conceived of that pairing?
Right.
What a master stroke, though. And that really created something exciting. But also, I think from that point, that's where Nashville pop really started. And nobody picked up that torch and carried it forward. It went downhill from there.
Right.
I think from my personal view. And that, but she was remarkable, being a true breakthrough artist. That moment when she came up with some of that stuff was just magnificent. Here's a little tune in open E. This is another very uplifting tune called "Cover My Soul in Gasoline." And yes,
I love it already.
Everybody, yeah. Be quiet. Everybody, calm down. Yeah. I was at the Bowery Street Poetry Club, and I had shown up there after they had one of these readings of Howl, which is Allen Ginsberg's epic poem of America. And I was there, and it was the next day. It was like a Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon, and people were still passed out on the chairs. And the smell was a combination of vomit and, Moog and David.
Oh, God.
And, this is on the Bowery. This is before Rudy Giuliani cleaned the place up.
Back in the Bukowski days. Yes. Which he was probably somewhere in there anyway.
Oh,
you
my
know.
God. And this is a place where those guys hung out. Jack Kerouac and John Dos Passos and Allen Ginsberg and, you know, some of those really radical sort of writers. And so I go there and I'm like, wow, this is, yeah, wow. And I was stepping around the bodies and I said, is there a place where I can warm up? And they, oh yeah, come with us. So we went downstairs. It was like in August or something, and it was just so oppressively hot. And downstairs into their green room, which is a room made out of quarter-inch plywood with locks and chains around it that they kept the beer kegs in.
Yeah.
And so they opened the door. It's great. I go in there, and I said, where's the chair? It's no. You sit on the beer kegs. No, dude, please. And they go, don't worry. And they shut the door. And when they shut the door, dimmed the lights, and all the rats in New York showed up. So I'm sitting on top of these beer kegs, and there's a sea of brown furry rat bodies on the floor just milling around. It was frightening. But it was also incredibly enlightening, because it made me realize that everything I had done in my life had brought me to that point. And that was a sobering thought. So that's where this song came from. Scenario complications made my exit premature. I'll call you from the cornfield when I get the boot from him. And I will. What a street lamp on the corner blinks keeps me occupied. We're looking up Atlantic Avenue where the sheets of rain reside. Pennies in my pocket, copper jingles coincide, a symphony of telephone wires keeps those buildings black inside. I know. gasoline. It's the only thing I know that keeps me so clean. The Pope and all his cardinals who couldn't see me through and stop my inevitable suburban rendezvous. Well, my good friend Hitler Jones is singing in the rain. He's holding out his hand, I won't see him again. Scenario complications made his exit premature. I'll call you from the cornfield when I get the boot from here. And I will. And I will. The street lamp on the corner blinks, keeps me occupied. Looking up Atlantic Avenue where the sheets of rain reside. The pennies in my pocket, copper jingles, coincide. A symphony of telephone wires keeps those buildings black inside. I know. Jones is standing in the rain. He's got one bus ticket, I'm sure he's off again. The scenario complications made his exit premature. But I'll call him from the cornfield, I'll get the best, I'm sure. It's the only thing I know keeps me so clean. Pope and all his cardinals who couldn't see me through and stop my inevitable suburban rendezvous. Tremendous.
Little tune.
A little taste of what to expect tonight.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a lot of that. And then I have, that song, you ask about songwriting. I'm so glad. I love your questions, by the way. Thank you. And it's wonderful to be here. And thank you very much for having me.
Well, anytime you're in town. I know you're out on the road so much. I mean, you know.
Yeah, we've got some big shows. We got the World Cafe Live in Philadelphia is coming up. And then I don't know what happened, but I am busy in Dallas.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Dallas, Austin, Waxahachie, Houston, San Antonio, and then Marfa, Texas, which I'm trying to get to, which is the hidden secret of Texas.
It's, yeah, sort of west.
You're in a crazy state when you get into Texas from like Little Rock. You're coming down through Texarkana, and you look at the exit, and it says exit 897.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The state's so big, it actually sits in two time zones.
My God. I thought, yeah, I like that. In fact, we shall be there. If I may, this is a little song. This is a little song about buying a car. Made my way to the used car lot, gotta get a new car. Found a beauty, I drove it home. my new used brand new car. Got it home, I polished it up. Gotta have a cool ride. Got up the very next day, but that car won't drive. No matter what I did, that engine wouldn't turn. I tried, and now I tried, but that car won't drive. So I rolled it up the driveway, I threw the key away. But I love that car of mine, I use it every day. With postcards everywhere I've been. Put them there on the dashboard with some tape and some kitchen pen. No matter what I did, that engine wouldn't turn. I tried, and how I tried, but that car won't drive. I sit in that car every day, travel the world far and wide. Travel the world in that car of mine, that car won't drive.
Sweet song.
Yeah.
I like that.
A little different.
Yeah, it's a little different.
A little different. Pushing paper till my efforts were revealed. There's a lapdog for the meek, obedient and well healed. Corporations put me on the payroll, invited me to speak, explain the ethics of the righteous and the harmony of the meek. Now I'm dealing guns and cobble, making a difference where I can. Dealing automatic weapons by the ton in sunny Afghanistan. Dealing automatic weapons by the ton in sunny Afghanistan. And then when I was done, their requirements fulfilled. They used my passion and my good intentions as their shield and shield. I decided to take a stand, make a difference on my own. Everyone who used me is reaping what they've sown. I'm dealing guns and cobble, making a difference where I can. In automatic weapons by the ton in sunny Afghanistan. Dealing automatic weapons by the ton in sunny Afghanistan. My truth is what I make it, my soul is at peace. I had to try to make a difference, put a stop to this madness. I had to take a stand, make a difference on my own. Now everyone who used me is reaping what they've sown. I'm dealing guns and cobble, making a difference where I can. Automatic weapons by the ton in sunny Afghanistan. Dealing automatic weapons by the ton in sunny Afghanistan. And then when I was done, the requirements fulfilled. They used my passion and my good intentions as their shield and shield. But I decided to take a stand, make a difference on my own. Everyone who used me is reaping what they've sown. I'm dealing guns and cobble, making a difference where I can. Get automatic weapons by the ton in sunny Afghanistan. Automatic weapons by the ton and ammo too in sunny Afghanistan.
I love that song. There's this whole you know, this whole story there that has this real kind of, I don't know, it's a very sinister thing going on, but at the same time, there's this real uplifting vibe to the whole thing, you know? There's a couple of things going on here that are conflicting, and that's what I think is what makes it work.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, just remember Country Joe Fish and the Country Joe McDonald and the Fish.
And the Fish, yes.
What was that? Come on, boys, don't be late. No, come on, boys, don't be... Don't be late. First one down is one who hesitates. We're all something. We're all gonna die.
Yeah, we're all gonna die. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, listen, Eric, I appreciate you you stopping in and spending some time with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And listen, anytime you're in town, you know, please come in and say hello to us.
A pleasure.
I know the roads all kind of go in different directions, but we're sort of in the middle, and you know, coming back through here is a good stop for you.
Memphis is great, and please come by, folks, tonight at Java Cabana. It'd be wonderful to see you, and have CDs, and plus I have Live in Austin CD.
Yeah.
And then I have a song called Europe. I do it now, but my voice is getting shot because we were driving like 10 or 11 hours last night, so we're a little spaced out. But that song got about 3.5 million downloads in Europe, and it's about what's happening in the Ukraine and about what's happening in Europe. So anyway, but it'd be wonderful to see you. Thank you so much, Memphis. Thank you so much, Radio Memphis. Wonderful to be here, Rick. Thank you so much. And rock on, Memphis.
Absolutely. It's ericsummer.com. Is that right?
That's right. It's ericsummer.com.
S-O-M-M-E-R.
But again, bottle of champagne. Did you ever get that first one? Where's that bartender? Bottle of champagne right here, table 12.
Yeah, get the O in there, not the U, the O.
S-O-M-M-E-R. Yeah. And there's Facebook, which is Eric Summer Music. And there's a couple of CDs up there. It's on YouTube, it's on iTunes and CD Baby. But best thing, come and see me.
Come to the show tonight, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Thank you so much, man. Not a,
I live like right around the corner from there, so I may have to come in and see it. I may get, you know, we'll see what the weather does, and I may just wander on in.
What the weather does. Listen, we're going to Meridian, Mississippi, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And we will be there.
Yes, you will. I'm looking at the radar now, and Tupelo's getting some snow right now, so you're going to have to deal with a little bit of that. But by tomorrow, you'll be all right.
We should be okay.
You'll be fine. Eric, thanks again so much.
Thank you so much, Radio Memphis.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
What would another civilization, alien that it may be, think about us as, you know, as humans, as Earthlings? What are we doing? What are we preoccupied with? Who are we? What is it that we are? So they want to eavesdrop, and they hop onto Facebook. They would, of course, see that, yes, there's heavy news out there. You know, the world's coming apart at the seams in various places, as it's done time and time again. You know, civilizations are arguing with other civilizations. One religion faction is arguing with another religious faction, and there's people dying left and right, and there's buildings on fire, and there's bombings, and people are blowing themselves up. And we become heavily distracted because in the midst of all of the things that are happening in the world that are not good, and I think we as a species don't like to be around it for too terribly long, because that's why we have cat videos.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. You can subscribe to the show through iTunes, Player.fm, TuneIn, and Stitcher. You can also listen online and download past episodes at radio-memphis.com.
Once again, my thanks to Eric Summer. Had a blast with him. Just so much fun. He'll be glad to know that this is up and running. I'm sure he'll share this to all of his fans as well, because he's got a lot of fans.
And if you want to learn more about him and his music, and I recommend his website, ericsommer.com, E-R-I-C-S-O-M-M-E-R. And you can, and if you can find him playing somewhere, go. The stories that he told that you just heard is just a small tip of the iceberg. Just a great, great guy. And we were so proud to be able to put that out there for you. So there you go. That's this edition of the show, this episode, I should say. And I thank you all for tuning in. You want to learn more about From Radio Land? If there's some new episodes that, or this is your first episode, all the other episodes can be found at radio-memphis.com. Well, not all of them, but most of them, radio-memphis.com. You can go there. Plus, you can also go to my personal page, the written home of this, which is rickchetter.blogspot.com. To search my name, R-I-C-C-H-E-T-T-E-R. And there you go. It's all right there for your listening pleasure. You can subscribe in iTunes as well, player.fm. Stitcher has it, TuneIn, Blueberry. It's all over the place. So we welcome all of our new listeners. And thank you again for tuning in and being a part of it. Those of you that have been longtime subscribers, hope you enjoyed this as well. And I'll find you up on the web, radio-memphis.com. That's where we're at. And that's really where Radio Land is. And this podcast is nothing more than a little trip down that road. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radio Land.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios, Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more audio on demand, go to radio-memphis.com.